What did you think about the way you guys played defensively, your rotations, the way you guys were chasing out to the three-point line and the way you were challenging inside?
Yeah.
Good job of paying attention to the details. You know, these past couple of days, you know, we just played them, what was it, Friday? And, you know, we really harped on just, you know, not relaxing. You know, their main focus is Kyle Korver. You know, Al Horford is another big piece to him. You know, we allowed, who am I missing again? See, I'm drawing a blank. Paul Millsap. You know, we allowed him to really get going in the beginning, but we didn't let that get us down. You know, we made our adjustments defensively, and, you know, we made them uncomfortable in that second half. And we started to make shots because we were missing a lot in the beginning. So we started to make shots and started to follow through for us.
Horford's already kind of a tough matchup, and then when he goes out to the three-point line, he's way out there. How do you approach a guy like that a little differently?
You know him, I've been playing him for the best, you know, 4 years now, so I pretty much know, you know, what his game is. So, you know, when I do play him, I just make my proper adjustments and try to play him the best I can.
You remember that game against a rookie where he got past you for the winning shot. Did that ever go through your mind when you guarding him?
Yeah, I'm not letting that happen again. That was a horrible feeling.
6 out of 10 free throws. You look like you kind of got in a rhythm there after a few.
Yeah. We're working on that since May, so, you know, it's really, really good to see how it's coming through. You know, not really thinking much at the line and just shooting a shot like I've been working on all summer. So, you know, the first two came out. You know, I missed a couple later on, but I kind of started stringing them out, so.
Were you able to get comfortable offensively? Looked like you were rushing a little bit in the first
quarter.
Yeah,
you know, in the beginning of the game, we all saw, you know, I was rushing the shots I was taking. I was allowing the defense he was playing was different. He wasn't really playing me tough, but he was kind of baiting me to, like, trying to fit my shoulders and get myself off balance. So, you know, later in the game, I got adjusted and started figuring it out.
19 boards tonight. I know you said personal goals aren't really that big a deal for you, but have you set being the rebounding leader in the NBA as a personal goal?
That's always been a goal of mine, but that's my job, you know, going to grab rebounds and, you know, being that anchor, grabbing defensive rebounds, and I can get my hands on offensively, just getting the best play I can.
How good was it to get this win where maybe the shots weren't falling, but you was kind of a grimy win, offensive rebounds, loose, playing good defense, getting loose balls? How good is it to get a kind of a grimy win down here?
It showed our toughness. It showed the chemistry that we, you know, we've been working on it. Like I said, all summer, we've been in the gym since July. You know, working out individually, doing a couple team things. And, you know, we took the liberty of really trying to build a bond with each other without the coaches there, which is what really showed on the court today. Even when things started going a little south, we kind of came together as one and, you know, figured it out.
It's only one game, but how satisfying is it to get a road win to start the season over a team that was very, very good at home last year?
It's always good to get a road win, especially against a really good team as the Atlanta Hawks. So, you know, we just got to take this one, swallow it, and, you know, get ready for the next game tomorrow.